Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
If I did a marathon, I wouldn't. I'd be talking about it for the rest of my life every day.
So would I.
I mean, it's kind of like on a par with me breaking the world record for the longest DJ set in the world for
which I never mentioned.
And I'll never mention the Dublin Marathon either.
For 4 days without sleep. Anyway, morning gang. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, but you didn't run a marathon, did you?
No.
No, he didn't.
Did he?
It takes special people to run marathons, you know what I mean? Really, yeah. That's real talent and dedication. Yeah. Hard work. Genuinely the hardest thing I think I've ever done.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. The crowds looked incredible. It looked like they were really ginging people on.
It was amazing. If it wasn't, my friend Colette was running with me, and if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would have gotten around, because I hit the wall at about 20 miles in. I was like, I've had enough of this. I just want to pack it in. And I was trying to leave her go ahead of me so she'd go away.
But she stayed with you.
She stayed with me and made sure I ran the whole thing.
That's a friend.
Did you run all of it, or did you walk
and then
and
my
run?
Hamstring like cramped up like 10-15 metres from the finish line just for the crack, so I had to limp over the finish line.
Oh, Rory.
Oh, buddy, well done. Super proud of you. Yeah. Super proud of you. Somebody who isn't running today, everybody, is Victoria Nichols.
Victoria, you're the op. You look like you've done the marathon.
Yeah, I've got a bit of bother this morning, Liz.
Yeah,
bother.
She's got saddle soreness. She cycled the Greenway, Waterford Greenway, 14 kilometres yesterday on a very hard saddle, and things are difficult this morning for
like
our Victoria.
Yeah,
it is quite literally
it
a pain,
is a pain in the
ass.
Yeah. It is. I can't sit down, I can't stand up, I can't drive my car. And when I looked down at the saddle, I did think to myself, that doesn't look particularly comfortable.
Accommodating.
Any remedies for saddle soreness, please?
Yeah.
0868104106. The woman's in serious pain this morning.
And no, I'm not going to sit on a bad voice.
Vic was on her bike. Ha! She hasn't cycled since she had a trike. She did 14K on the Waterford Greenway. And she's walking like John Wayne today. She went for a very long cycle with no Vaseline or deep heat beside her. And it burns, burns, burns. Fandango fire. Fandango fire. That's our Vic, everybody.
Hello, Vic.
Aww, poor Vic.
Seriously, though, any remedies that can...
Seriously, yeah.
I can fix poor Johnny Cash over here in the corner. Thank you.
Red FM breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
That is Olivia Dean on Red FM. It's Monday morning. Morning, gang. Rory's back, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
Our little runner.
Yeah, I did a Dublin Marathon last year.
I heard that, right? Yeah, you haven't mentioned it.
You can say that for the next year, I'd say.
What was your time, by the way?
3:55. Under four, I was delighted with that.
That's fantastic. Somebody ran a marathon in 2 hours and 13 minutes, the world record. So that's what you got to aim for.
I'm almost there. Fergal Curtin is the Irish marathon record holder. He's 2 hours and 7, so I'm gunning for his
time. That's insane.
Wow.
2:07.
Yeah, the all man. He's brilliant.
Oh my God.
Have you been out running since?
No.
He's never running again, I don't think.
No, I'm packing it all in. Running is ridiculous, lads.
I want to know, did you have a little weekend win? Was there something that happened across the weekend that you would regard as a win? And I mentioned finding money in your pocket. Tony found 50 quid in his back burner over the weekend.
Ass off of Tony.
It's the best. It's the best feeling ever. Claire and Liam from Mitchellstown had a little win over the weekend. As at a Halloween party, he got down on one knee and she said yes.
Aww.
That's your little weekend win. Congratulations, gang. Liverpool won over the weekend, lads. I'm just saying.
Not a big win.
We're back to winning ways. And Munster beat Argentina's. Las Pumas.
Brilliant. Really, really good. I had a little win. I met a nice guy in over in the Roaring Donkey on Saturday night called Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Dennis. Dennis listens to the show every morning.
Hello, Dan.
He's actually recovering from an Achilles injury because he plays rugby.
That's my biggest fear.
So he's off work at the minute, but he tunes into us and he likes all the messing.
Not necessarily a win on the medical front, but anyway, Tony, a win from eating our Victoria. Claire had a win.
What would you do with it if you won?
Well, I'd buy a new car for a start.
How much in the cash machine?
€262,000.
Best Halloween ever. The money is yours.
There she goes. She's got her money. It's an incredible amount of cash, and we've even better and bigger jackpots for you to win in about half an hour from now. But I think the winning reaction of the weekend from Friday
was our last Shocktober winner.
Yeah.
We had two lads dressed up as Luigi and Mario running around Cork. They were on the way to a Halloween party and they heard and they got the clues from Kira that the Wealthy Witch was somewhere up around the north side. Yeah. All hell broke loose.
This is the richest man in Cork. I am outside the pharmacy on Shandon Street.
Okay, what was it like up there in Shandon over the last kind of hour or so?
It was mad, and me and one of the lads were wearing Mario and Luigi costumes. Everyone thought it was us.
You're going to fly tonight. You've won €1,000, our biggest prize of the week.
Yes! Yes! The boys are back! Get in! And Cork's in here winning the cup! Luigi!
Oh, it's so good.
That is a winning weekend for you. Incredible
the
stuff.
The boys are back. Legend.
And Cork City are winning the cup as well, right?
Yeah, we certainly are.
Okay, 100%. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back, everybody. It's Monday morning, and this is Red FM. You had a dream. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, my man. How are you?
It's Tom Grennan, everybody.
Hey! Tom.
Oh my God! It's
hello.
Been
good morning. Good morning,
Tom. The last time we spoke was a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. Before your last trip to Cork, your life has turned 360. You are now a married man.
I am, mate. Yeah, I am.
And we've got little Dottie at home as well.
We do have little Dottie at home, man. I've just given her breakfast. But life is good, man.
Life is amazing. And number one album's coming out of your hoo-ha. Yeah. I mean, what a year you've had. It's just been unbelievable.
Man, it's been a very humbling year, for sure.
That's for sure. Now, the thing about it is, we heard from you on Friday that Tom's going to ring in live on Monday morning. I said, no way is he getting out of bed early. And then I was like, oh, no, he's got a baby. Of course he's going to be up early.
Yeah, I've been up since 6 o'clock, man.
Yeah, get used to that, crack.
How old is she, exactly. Tom? How old is she?
She is 7 months.
Oh, beautiful.
Aww. Yeah, she's doing well though. She's good. She's funny. Aww. She's beautiful. Becoming a little character.
How do you juggle little Dottie and obviously being a married dad now with all of the touring? Do they go with you? Do they? You know, I know you're just back from Australia. Did you bring them with you?
Yeah. No, we did. I didn't bring them to Australia and I didn't bring them to Asia. But they came to a few shows when I was doing the UK and I brought them to Dublin as well.
Oh, lovely.
But I think it's a bit, babies need routine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, yeah.
Bringing her away this early was a bit mad. So we're gonna wait till probably next year. But I really want her to just be surrounded by like amps and guitars and pianos. I want that kind of kid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
School of Rock kind of kids.
As a dad of two girls and Vic's got two boys. Yeah. Now my girls are 12 and 15. Can I guide you through some of the impending joy of being a girl dad and what's ahead of you?
Please do, mate.
Dad advice to Tom Grennan. You will get to a place where little Dottie will only message you when A, she needs a lift. But you won't be picking her up in front of friends. You'll be 100 yards down the road hiding behind a wall because don't ever pick me up in front of people. She will need money. She will ask you to be revoluted 14 times a day.
Yeah.
Because, you see, there's a shop. She'll be in a shop and there's one top left.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't buy it, the world's going to stop rotating. And she will start to cozy up to you about 3 weeks before she drops the bombshell question. Dad, can we have a party in the house, please? It'll just be me and my friends.
That's
brilliant. You'll agree to 20 people, but 60 will turn up. That's...
I'm hoping Dottie's going to be a little bookworm.
We all hope for that. Do you want a shotgun?
Yeah, maybe.
Buy two.
Maybe.
Yeah, for the fellas that are standing at the door. Oh.
Buy two. It's all ahead of you. It's the most beautiful time of your life. But also, Tom, it's mental how fast life goes by once you've got kids in your life. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what? I had this conversation yesterday with my wife. We said, what did we do with our time?
I know.
We didn't appreciate our time enough because you wake up and then you blink and it's like 7 o'clock in the evening. You're like, what's happened?
The days and the years just slip by. I love the story as well about how you and your wife met. And this is one of those mad things in life. You hop into a lift And she's there, and you just say, "Hey, how's it going?" And you went, you just ended up having a smoke together when you used to smoke. And that's how it happened.
That's how it happened, mate.
Tell us the story. What did you say to her?
Do you know what? She has like crazy curly hair.
Yeah.
And I actually said, I went to her, What's happening, Annie Mac? And she was like, "What?
Whoa!"
And she was like, "What?" And I was like, you got great hair. And then we kind of just, we started chatting over a cigarette, and then the rest was history, man.
Aww.
But the one funny thing was that when I used to drink, I met her when I was like, I was smashed.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking for like half an hour, and I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
You didn't go for the kiss, did you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did. I went for the kiss after knowing her for 30 minutes.
Hey,
and she leant back.
Yeah.
And she said, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like that's not how I move. How I move."
Wow.
And she was like, "Yeah, I bet it's not.
Yeah.
I bet it's not." So it was. I got a pie on my face, which I really liked. It was good.
But this is the point I'm getting to. Imagine how life would be so different if you didn't get in the lift at that moment.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about those moments?
It's like the sliding door.
Yeah, big time.
Like,
yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, like I always think, God, if, because I wasn't meant to go out that night either. But there's loads of things that have happened in my life a little bit like that. Like I remember when I got signed, and I did a show in a pub in Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
And at the time I was living in Twickenham, I was at university in Twickenham, and I've been doing like loads and different like open mic nights and things like that. Mm. And it was a Friday night, and I was like, "Oh, I don't know if I can be bothered really to go into London today." And my mate was like, "Just come on, man, it's Friday, there'll be a lot of people there."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, I don't know if I feel it today." And my mate was just like, "Come on, let's go." And kind of dragged me out. And if I didn't go, I might not be speaking to you today. Wow. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those ones.
Nuts.
Wow.
Nuts, nuts.
That's amazing.
You see, everything, the stars have aligned for you, Tom, and it couldn't happen to a nicer fella. And we're so happy
We're
so happy to have you back at the Marquee Thursday, July 9th. Tickets went on sale on Friday. They're nearly gone. So get your skates on. Get to Aiken Promotions, our Ticketmaster. Scoop up the last of those tickets, because Tom's gig, with all the new tunes and the new album, it's going to be electric. I'm not quite sure. The energy levels after changing nappies all day, what that's going to be like. But we're hoping that we're going to have an absolutely rocking show. I know it's going to be brilliant.
Oh, you will.
Okay.
100%. Definitely.
Love to Dottie and your lovely wife. And Tom, we'll see you in Cork on the 9th of July, buddy. All right?
See you in Cork, and thanks for all the support over the years, man. I appreciate it always.
Tom. Tom Grennan, everybody. Thank you so much, Tom. Cheers, buddy.
Take care. Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM. Cork's good times. This is Red FM. You know, nothing surprises me in Cork. You see mad things every weekend, and very, very strange things happen in this city.
Yeah.
So Dave, who listens in Norway every morning, has just sent me this video. Okay. What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like a vehicle in reverse.
It sounds like maybe a rubbish bin or something like that. Okay, so there's five lads on top of a blue cherry picker, and they've robbed it on Oliver Plunkett Street.
What, they've robbed the cherry picker?
Yeah, and they're spinning it up the middle of Oliver Plunkett Street. Four of them on board it. Your man is...
Are they planning a heist? Like in Paris?
It was a Paris-influenced...
Where are they going to...
I don't know.
Is there any crown... There's no crown jewels here anyway.
No, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
I mean, you've got a few jeweller shops on Oliver Plunkett Street. Everything okay, Keane's? We all right? That is bizarre. Now, maybe it's legitimate and the lads are working on, but it's like 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
No, it's not legitimate. You're not going to be doing work that time.
You can't just leave the keys in one of those things, can you? I presume it's a key to start the... Lads, it's one of those massive blue cherry pickers. You press a button and it brings you up like a couple of stories.
They hardly hotwired it, did they?
Hardly.
Can you hotwire a cherry picker?
Oh my God. That is single-handedly one of... I'll put it on my stories on Instagram there. You can go and have a look.
Oh, lads. What a bunch of messes. How many lads on it?
There's four of them on it.
Oh, lads, what are you
doing? And again, I might stand corrected, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but maybe they are working on that particular...
It's not AI, is it?
It's not, no.
By the way, everything is AI now, isn't
it? I trust nothing as well, I know.
Yeah.
No, this looks like there's very little intelligence involved in this now.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Mammy, old flower.
That was classic, like, it seemed like a good idea at the time, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, lads. Alan Carr has claimed he's had to flee the UK. He reckons this is ahead of the Traitors finale on Thursday.
Why is he fleeing the UK?
He just did... Lads, if you'd seen that impression, he just did the whole body
I did the body wobble.
He did the body wobble and he put his hand up and everything and did a little shimmy shake. He reckons he's the most hated man in the UK at the minute. This is on the back of the Traitors.
Oh, come on, he's playing a role on a TV show.
But this is that classic case of...
Do you know what it's like? It's like your man, King Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Yeah, he couldn't go outside his house because people hated King Joffrey so much.
It's a show.
Yeah.
It's when people just can't separate those two things.
Yeah.
Separate reality from what from you're the watching art, yeah. on the TV. But no, he's fled to Orlando. He says it's to escape the heat from fans and fellow celebrities.
Has Traitors finished up, I wonder?
No, it's Thursday.
Thursday's the last
Thursday
one. Okay.
Is the finale.
Yeah.
He said, I just needed to get away because, anyway, it's been very stressful committing those kind of crimes every day.
They're not great. It's a telly show, lads. It's not crying.
I know. SNL star Pete Davidson's been speaking, this is interesting, about the benefits of completely staying off social media. And he's been at it now for 10 years.
That long?
That 10 years.
I'm so envious.
Have a listen to what
I'm
he
so
says.
Envious. Here yeah. we go.
It's changed my life drastically. Here's what I always say. If there's something you need to know, someone's going to tell you or talk about it. And now I feel like it's been long enough where it's not like weird. It's almost been like 10 years.
Do you think you'll ever go back on social media?
No way. No. It would have to be for something I really, really, really care about. If you have anxiety or it's tough to be hit with constant stuff. So it's tough to take a break from it. But when you do, you just kind of realize like this is real life. The phone is not. I think the phone makes things seem like everything's a lot worse than it actually is. But it is nice to take a step back and just relax and just be like, okay, how's my family? You know, work's just work. Things are a lot better that when you're not on your phone.
Have you done a digital detox recently where you went off it for a day or two?
Well, we've done it on the show, haven't we?
I think
that's the only time I've done it, really.
And I swear to God, I nearly had a breakdown. It was
I know.
Shaking, shivering.
But I want to do it. I mean, the thing is, we can't really with our job, and that's the thing, I think, that stops me from doing it.
Are we just using that as an excuse? Do we just keep saying that because we need it for work?
Maybe.
I think we're both using it as an excuse. I think so. Yeah.
Well, then it's time to get real, Casey.
Oh, now you said real. Now I have to go to Instagram and check my reels.
Yeah, and the only thing is I can't even sit down today, lads. At least I've got my phone.
That's true. Vic has a sore hoo-ha because she cycled 14 kilometres on the Greenway. And we'd like your Fandango...
yes, please.
Your suggestions,
recommendations.
Please, for saddle soreness.
I've got saddle soreness. I can't sit down or stand up.
We have everything from ice, sitting in a sumo position over a bag of ice.
I don't think that's going to work, you know. I've thought about the repercussions of that and I don't think it's just going to work here.
I'm thinking about the social content of it. Can we make it happen, please?
Yeah, all right.
We'll get Jake in a few
all right,
minutes.
Bag of ice.
Finally, music from our teenage years has the strongest emotional impact on us in later life. A study has found for men, songs that were released when they were 16 years old had the greatest impact, while for women it's 19, showing men develop musical attachments at an earlier age. Those are the headlines of Mort 9.
What was your album of teenage love and desire?
Ooh, I loved like Pussycat Dolls and stuff, but maybe that was earlier.
Okay.
Than that. And I do feel like at that age, later in life, I was definitely into like musical theatre.
Okay.
Like Wicked, the Wicked movie coming out now. That would be very exciting for my teenage self.
Would you like to see me introduce Rory with some expressive dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not do that. What was your album?
Nirvana, never mind that, sir.
Oh, that's my boy. Or Pearl Jam 10.
Nice. Might have
been another one as well. That era of those albums and that grunge scene and that rock scene was it'll never happen again.
No, you know what else? Primal Scream and Stone Roses were great back then as well.
Oh, got Screamadelica and all that stuff. Amazing.
Yeah.
You had a story there, Kelly Boo, that I'm intrigued with. And somebody sent us some video footage of it this morning. Did somebody decide to take a cherry picker for a spin?
Yes, so a stolen scissor lift was driven through the city last night. There have been two arrested and the scissor lift has now been seized.
Now, lads, this might have been a bit of crack at the time, but you're waking up this morning probably wondering.
It's not crack anymore, lads,
is it? No.
The video footage is interesting. It's been sent in to me quite a lot.
I think they were trying to do what they did in Paris, but they were just missing a building
what it
to
looked
break
like.
Into.
So outside the Vodafone shop, I'm looking at the video footage now. So who leaves the keys to one of the... Okay, what it is, it's one of those... It's like a cherry picker. It's a scissors lift. You stand up in it and it goes up to multiple stories for painting or window cleaning or whatever. But it's controlled using a little lever. And they're very difficult to drive. But somehow they managed to get it all the way up Oliver Plunkett Street.
Bizarre.
KC Show Cork is my Instagram. It's on the stories there if you want to check it out for yourself. I'll only leave it up there for an hour and I'll have to take it down potentially for legal reasons. But anyway. Is there anything like that you've ever done that you've regretted when you woke up the next morning?
I think we've all taken like trolleys and stuff on a night out and throw your friends into them and like push them down the road.
Yeah,
we've all done that.
Yeah.
Throwing your friends into a fountain, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there.
Never taken a JCB or a one of those.
Machinery is a different level.
I feel like when you were younger now, you got up to some all sorts up on the farm in Mayo.
I didn't.
You never took a tractor for a spin?
I took a car for a spin when I was 14 and I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Just went up the road, up and down. And that was a bit silly.
You were too busy being a pirate radio DJ nerd, weren't you?
That was it, exactly, yeah. I'd rather be a pirate than a cowboy, as we used to say. 8.35 in the morning.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Okay, let's have a chat to Owen. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hello, Owen. I need to confirm something here. Do you work in chocolate?
Well, I work for a chocolate company, but we don't make chocolate.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's the only reason you got on the show this morning.
I thought you were going to give me some free chocolate.
Vic thought she was getting some posh chocolates from Ferrero.
It's all right, Vic. They still give us the free chocolate at Christmas. I'll meet you somewhere.
So, Ferrero Rocher, is that Tic Tac? Tic Tacs and
it
stuff.
Is, yeah. It is, yeah. They own Nutella as well and Kinder and a lot of different companies, but it's Tic Tacs here in Cork.
Oh, there Very you go. Good.
So can you in 30 seconds explain the production?
Tic Tac. He's just on a night shift, Casey.
I know he did. He was
He's
shifting
just
all night.
On a night shift. Leave the lad alone.
How are Tic Tacs made?
No.
I'm fascinated.
in big machines.
There you go.
That'll do.
There you go. That's it.
I was like, don't ask me any questions about what I do.
You're dead right. Poor old Owen.
That's espionage. That is. That's, you know what I mean?
He just wants to have a kip, Casey.
I know. He just wants a grand and go back to bed.
And a €1,000. Oh, yeah.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Which Irish group at a hit would Take My Hand? Picture this or picture that?
Picture this.
Who are Ireland playing in the rugby on Saturday?
New Zealand.
How many days are in November?
30.
Question number 4. Ron Weasley is a character in which film and book series?
Harry Potter.
Question number 5. Who will Cork City play in this year's FAI Cup final?
Shamrock Rovers.
Question number 6. What colour is a zucchini?
It's green.
Who played Smithy in Gavin and Stacey?
Corden.
That'll
Corden.
Do. Question number 8. What Cork town is said to have never reared a fool?
What Cork town has never reared a fool?
Yeah. Big
McCroom.
Question number 9. What country were the bobsleigh team from the movie Cool Runnings from?
Jamaica.
Question number 10. How many countries make up the EU?
How many countries make up the EU? 24.
You're going to go for 24. Final answer, 24.
Yeah.
And he's just finished a night shift.
9 seconds left and he's on to question
That's
10.
That's very impressive, Owen.
Somebody was giving out to me here. Oh, by the way, Owen, someone says, give Victoria the questions to read because I take too long to read them.
Sorry, have we ever met? He did do that once and it was absolutely appalling. I got down to question number 4.
Vic stopped on every question to go, do you know, I didn't know that actually. That's an interesting
just
point.
Just to have a chat.
Oh my God, you got picture this at the All Blacks, 30 days in November. Harry Potter, Shamrock Rovers and a zucchini is green. Yeah. James Corden, McCroom and Jamaica is correct.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 so far. Hold on.
Come on.
How many countries make up the EU?
21.
You said 24. For 1,000 euro on a Monday morning, before you go back to bed, the correct answer is 27. Knickers, Monica. I'm so sorry.
I thought you were giving me a grand the other way you were doing that. That was lousy. On a Monday morning, on a rainy Monday morning when I'm only after a night shift, going into work on a Sunday night, you were an evil.
You're
an
lang evil
human being. I'm on the dawn.
There was no need for that tension or build up at all.
Rowan.
Owen, it's 9 out of 10. Listen, do you want to come back this week or are you shifting all the time?
I know I'm actually off for the next 4 days. No, I just came off shift.
Okay, Owen, we'll talk to you definitely this week.
Yeah.
You're in the 9 out of 10 club.
We'll
call you back, buddy, okay?
No bother. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, ma'am.
Check your Tic Tacs, buddy. Cork's Big Show is coming up in a few minutes' time. Congrats, Dunamore. You won the Mid-Cork Junior A football final. Over the weekend as well. Huge celebrations in Dunamore across Saturday and Sunday night. Absolutely thrilled for them. From Mona and all your fan club.
Yeah.
Well done, gang. What have you got there, Vic?
We have got the lovely Gillian.
Hello, Gillian.
Hi, Vic. Good morning.
What's the story, Jill? How was your weekend?
Good.
She's really excited.
Have you got the tickles, have you?
She's excited.
Yeah, I'm never on the radio, so I'm very nervous.
Oh, Gillian, you always remember your first time.
Yeah, you do.
I won't keep you long.
Okay.
All right. Give me your lucky number, Gillian, there.
It was 77.
You were the first one in with 77. Well done, buddy. You've got your family pass. You've got the whole lot of you are going to go skating at the Alpine Skate Trail.
Yeah.
Returning this Friday for the winter season. So congratulations. Brilliant. Well done. Well done.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it was all good. I'll have a happy boy after school.
Oh, good.
Kids are going to be delighted. Gillian, enjoy that. Yeah. Okay, well enjoy yourself. See you now.
Thanks,
bye, Jay. Bye-bye. Icescating.ie. They've got a new location, Centre Park Road. Free parking as well. If you want to skate your way through the new winter wonderland in Cork, icescating.ie to get booking. But we family passes all this week on the show. So make sure you're listening to us. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
KC, love waking up in Cork.